Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order's making their move. The grid, the enslavement, dehumanization grid is activated. They're expanding its field. Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into the unraveling of the economy coming up in this hour. Wide open phones, a bunch of other global New World Order news. It's all extremely important. Right now, let's go to Marty in Texas. Welcome, Marty.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, first I just want to say God bless you, man, and God bless your work.
Thank you. God bless you.
And keep up the fight. Hey, listen, I was in the U.S. Army back during the Iran-Contra scandal, and I was an infantry soldier back then. But, back then the New World Order was a buzzword. We really didn't know what it meant. We just knew, that it was a bad thing. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you're doing in exposing all this corruption, all the lies, and all the stuff that you have exposed. I also want to know, though, what can the practical man, the average man, do besides getting the information out, knowledge is power and all that, getting CDs out and all that stuff. What else? I mean, are there any rallies coming up? Is there any organization to this stuff to where we can, make a bigger voice and a bigger footprint?
Well, where are you?
I'm in Dallas.
My job is just generating awareness. Still, the majority of people, they know they're being lied to, but they don't know exactly how, or they can't even fathom or imagine how big it is. Our job really is to continue the education process, and then this show, you spreading the word, is one of the main engines. We then wake people up. They go join other local organizations, national organizations. You can get involved in controlling the border groups. Those are in Dallas. Second Amendment groups, groups exposing the phony environmental groups, stealing property. You can join groups fighting that. You can get into groups there's all sorts of organizations. Start a website, call into talk radio. We don't have to all of us save the world. It's all of us doing a little bit. If you've got friends or family that own farms or ranches, explain to them that an animal ID and premises ID puts them under federal control, and they sign a contract. It's not a law to basically lose control and ownership of their property. How they get kids in 4-H or the other organizations. Just to show their animals, they then make them sign up to that to basically lose control of their farm and ranch. Educate strategically. Find out, go to Corridor Watch and find out where there's NAFTA Superhighway, Trans-Texas Corridor meetings. They're having them all over. Find out where they're having government meetings. Go to those. It's all of us. Go get a show on Dallas Access. I don't think they've shut that completely down yet. Reach tens of thousands every show. You just engage. Go to the colleges. Hand out flyers about how they're, don't join Homeland Security. Don't join these systems. Or explain to them how they're converting it over, into this police state economy. I mean, there's just so much we can do. But the best thing, the most powerful thing, is getting films like Endgame, Terror Storm, and making copies of them. I mean, the top three videos right now are, Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, for like 3 weeks now. On Google Video. Google's now taken the video link off their front page because they know tens of millions are seeing the films. They've taken the view counters off of our films because we kept showing how they were erasing them and cheating us out of the top 100. Now they just won't let everybody know that. I mean, we're beating, the new trailer for Cloverleaf, the number one movie, the highest grossing in history. We're above that. I mean, so they had to take the numbers off. They can't show millions of views a day. They can't show us surging across the enemy parapets. We're taking them on, man. We're in the trenches. The enemy's not going to announce that we're smashing them. Remember the Iraqi information officer claiming there were no troops in Baghdad? That's what the New World Order's doing. Their final illusion is that we're not exploding. They're desperately trying to shift everything over to spooks and camps and recruiting the preachers. Go into all the major churches. Confront the preachers during the service. Hey, are you on the federal payroll? And have 100 handouts with the news articles and links where they can find out the preachers have been secretly co-opted. Blast their black ops back into Hades. Here we go.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's not a joke. We come to you from occupied United States of America, the fallen republic. We will not get the republic back unless we can educate the public that it's actually happened. I mean, when Thomas Barnett, the big Naval War College fella, gets up on C-SPAN and admits that the military works for Madison Avenue and the foreign banks and the New World Order, when all of this is developing, we have to get that word out to the public. This is not our government anymore. It is not here for good. It is here for evil. That doesn't mean everybody in the government is evil. I mean, look at this story here out of the Daily Herald. Conference promotes global citizenship. It's up on JonesReport.com. As America continues to struggle with overseas, see, they admit all the stuff that's going on, but it's always good. It's good. Oh, they're going to make everybody in the colleges spies and how to look through their neighbor's walls and the kids in the schools. It's good. All the Austin schools give them little cards, enroll them in Tattletale programs, and give them $200 when they turn family members in. I have that in Road to Tyranny, 6 years old. See, I mean, it's a total shift. And illegal aliens can drive around without driver's license and no insurance, but in Williamson County, if you're 2 days late in returning your video to the video store, they come and arrest you, see? Maximum total enforcement against the people. That's what tyranny is. And then the government, everybody else can just do whatever they want. But listen to this, how it's just all calmly reported. Conference promotes global citizenship. As America continues to struggle with overseas outsourcing and increasing global competition, professors at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, are working to arm graduates with the skills needed to become global citizens. Now, oh, we're struggling because of globalism, but that's not what's causing it. We need more globalism, they go on to say. Oh, so we're struggling. The dollar's falling apart. The dollar's been devalued. The media won't tell you that's why we're having economic problems. They just tell you we need to devalue the dollar more, print more money, issue more credit. That's the answer. Deeper into the pit. But see, just how they phrase it all, just like NPR this morning. Oh, they're turning everybody into spies at the schools and how to be James Bonds watching their neighbors. Oh, it's so good, the new economy. As America continues to struggle with overseas outsourcing and increasing global competition, professors at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, are working to arm graduates with the skills needed to become global citizens. See, globalization's hurting us, but it's causing some problems, but we'll get deeper into it. That will fix it. Continuing, Robert McGaw, we'll try to get him on, a senior education specialist, researcher, and program manager with the World Bank, encourages professors, with a grant, of course, to take seriously the need to give students a global education. Some see globalization as a destructive influence as a bad thing at this time in history. See, they don't teach you reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history. They teach you how good global is. Just, oh, it's good. They don't teach you any skills. It's just be a good spy, be a good global. And how to go then be part of the global bureaucracy. Some see globalization as a destructive influence and a bad thing. At this time in history, globalization is here to stay. See, it's here to stay. First they say, well, some see it as bad, but you will be assimilated. You will submit. You will lose. Globalization is here to stay. And we must learn to live with it. See, we must just, let's move forward. Just accept we've dominated you. There is no hope. It's over. That's what he says. Some see globalization as a destructive influence as a bad thing. At this time in history, globalization is here to stay, and we must learn to live with it. McGaw told instructors Thursday during a 2012 annual UWSP teaching conference. It's the 12th annual. They have these every major university. Teaching with a global perspective, preparing students to be global citizens is the name of it. And I've been to one of these UN summits. They take the best and brightest of all the high schools, every public school, most of your top private schools are in it, and they teach you about global government, global taxes, global regulation, sustainability, and then you talk about it, and the media comes on and says you're insane, it doesn't exist. All psychological warfare. Globalization affects everyone, even the World Bank, which now outsources a majority of its accounting work to New Delhi. McGaw said, countries such as India and China are destined to be superpowers, or at least major players. McGaw said, drawing on the need for sustainability, see, that means deindustrialization, enslavement of us, the globalists above all the nations, playing them off against each other so no nation is independent. Drawing on the need of sustainability, that means social workers running your life, one-child policies, that sustainability means eugenics. So let's just change the word. Drawing on the need for eugenics and a eugenics-controlled society, continuing with what he said, economic development and self-sufficiency, that means living with less, being a groveling slave, not having an economy anymore. McGaw offered a strong case for educating college students in the ways of the world. That is, buying into the ideology of global socialism for the elite, consolidation, socializing our wealth, transferring it to them, taking over private property. Over time, he says, you will find more college graduates going overseas for work. See, not just bringing in the foreigners or exporting our jobs, but even exporting our brain trust overseas to fully bring down the U.S. Over time, we'll find more college graduates going overseas for work. These other countries are going to be major sources of employment, he said. Organizing by the Office of Academic Affairs, the one-day conference featured workshops on cross-cultural teaching and learning. Just lots of gibbering, loving, having your culture destroyed, overrunning everything, falling borders, integration. That's what that means. Let me just read what it says. Organized by the Office of Academic Affairs, the one-day conference featured workshops on cross-cultural teaching and learning, internationalizing the curriculum, developing interdisciplinary approaches to global education, incorporating non-Western themes in the classroom, and developing global citizenship through local service learning activities. So they want to destroy Americana and anything that actually worked here to make us actually weaker. This is all designed for that. Factually, it goes on, faculty have left this conference in the past and rewritten their entire syllabus. See, the faculty comes, and then they go back and integrate all this, because then they get more grants and get to be toadied at the conferences. Faculty have left the conference in the past and rewritten their entire syllabi. It said David Osvath, a geology professor. Maureen Gilbin of the Tutoring Learning Center asked McGaub what skills recent graduates are missing. Language is one aspect most graduates don't have, he said. American graduates are often naive and immature. They have an inability to understand how to communicate. Well, that was done by design. See, they'll mention real problems, but then none of that's actually taught. Institutions of higher education have the responsibility to teach students to be globally aware, McGaw said. The United States has had a good run using 50% of the world's resources, but the world won't let us do that anymore, McGaw said. See, you're not getting the resources anymore. Did you hear that? They always say that. But see, it isn't like it's going to the third world. The elite are going to take what you have now and transfer that to places they fully already control. That's the quickest way to then get full dominance and control here. Now, there's the story. Deciphered for you. You can go read it for yourself. But try telling your neighbors that they're at every major college shifting the curriculum for 50 years, but now accelerating it, to global government, global citizenship, global IDs. Try to tell them that there's a national ID card. They may admit it now. We've had it for more than 10 years. But tell them it was already globalized in 2000. They don't believe you. And they'll tell you, hey, how about that game last night? So we've been taught how to not talk to each other and interact. You'll get your tires rotated or get your oil changed. You're sitting there with a bunch of guys. All they're talking about is the football game, not how the country's falling apart, not how it's being overrun, not how the Mexican government is influencing our internal operations. Let's play that clip now. Here's just the first minute of Lou Dobbs Friday. This is up on truthnews.us.
The battle over illegal immigration is about to become the subject of a multi-million dollar advertising campaign in this country. And guess who may be paying for a large part of that? You'll never guess. The government of Mexico. A U.S. advertising executive says he's close to a deal with the Mexican government to help fund a $100 million ad campaign that would be pushing, you guessed it, amnesty for illegal aliens. Casey Wyan has our report.
Lobbying groups for the U.S. construction, agriculture, and other industries with large illegal alien workforces are funding a series of pro-amnesty TV ads scheduled to air after this year's presidential convention. And Mexican government funding for the ad campaign is, quote, a very, very strong possibility, says the executive director of MAT.org, Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together. It's hoping to raise $100 million for the ad campaign.
But this campaign is as important as a presidential campaign.
So you have globalist corporations in concert with the banks, with Mexico, the U.S. government, Rob Allen and Co. in Dallas. Rob Allen and Co. in Dallas, in 2005, December 25th, Dallas Morning News, admitted tens of millions of dollars from the Mexican government, the U.S. government, to go pay for and finance and then pay off the media, as you saw, to say how great the illegal aliens are running around waving Mexican flags. They engineered the whole thing. And they did it last year. They'll do it this year. They had trucks there handing out American flags. The illegals refused the first stuff in 2006, and it really backfired. Remember the meat packers, the big companies, paid their employees to be off for 3-4 days to go around demonstrating? Will the companies here pay you to go demonstrate for America? Oh, no. Did the cops arrest the illegals? Did they ever stop them when they block highways unpermitted? No, but they will you. Did they call out the cops in the riot gear? No, except one time in L.A. because they assaulted cops. Do they? When they were attacking people in Dallas, it came out in the local news in Mesquite. The illegal aliens started beating people up and stuff. You see, all of them ganged up against the United States to bring it down. Concerted, treasonous effort in our affairs together against the people. All orchestrated. Oh, but there's no New World Order. None of this is happening. Come back, take your calls, talk more about the Mexico situation. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Look, the first step in discrediting this government, this New World Order, is now coming to fruition. Now we have to get the public that isn't completely brain-dead and mesmerized by television and popular culture to find out exactly how bad it is. And we're well on our way to doing that, so take heart, folks. As bad as the news is, as bad as the big picture is, at least the people are starting to wake up. Let's go ahead and talk to Darren in Iowa. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how are we doing, Alex?
Good,
this is Darren. I'm calling in from southwest Iowa, and for those that aren't too familiar with U.S. geography, it's on the side closest to Omaha, Nebraska. And the other night I was sitting down doing some studying, and I heard the news station in Omaha, Nebraska, the one that was covering the mall massacre that happened a while ago, say that Ron Paul tied McCain for second in Nevada. And as soon as I heard that, I threw down my book, jumped up, got on the phone, called their news station, and said, hey, you guys need to report the facts the way they are. And I said, I'm on CNN.com right now, and I can see that not only did Ron Paul beat McCain, but he beat him by percentage point. It wasn't like it was a close number or anything. And they said, well, we'll look into it. We don't get our numbers from CNN. We get them from AP. So I went to AP's website, found the same result, had my dad call him back because they censored my number. So
now, I was out of town when all this happened, but I was told this, and I saw similar numbers. Why don't you write that up in a simple two-paragraph article with links to your proof and post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We need your help. Break down the exact numbers you saw. Be specific. Tell us what you witnessed.
Well, I witnessed they came on and they said that that Ron Paul tied McCain at 12% in Nevada, and that it was a tie, and that they didn't get their numbers from CNN, and they got them from AP. So as soon as I called them back and said that they needed to change something, they actually re-aired in the same broadcast. They spun it. They said that Ron Paul actually pulled it out. They just got updated news from AP that Ron Paul pulled it out and won by a percentage point and did beat McCain. So they retracted it, but they spun it into a way that it seemed like...
But then by the time it got to Fox, they didn't even show Ron Paul in the top five, and they said McCain got second place. We have the screenshots.
Exactly, and I have it on a DVR, a DirecTV DVR recorder. I just have to figure out how to get it from there to...
call your friends if you have to. Do whatever. Get it loaded to YouTube with a good headline. Write it up as a blurb. I mean, again, we need you. We this is a grassroots operation.
Exactly.
And but I mean, there you are witnessing it for yourself. And I saw numbers yesterday because I was busy doing a shoot for a JFK film I'm making. I'm gonna talk about that later in the third hour. And I was watching it on television, and then I looked it up finally yesterday when I got to the studio, and it showed Paul beating him by a few sub percentage points. And so it should have showed him at second, technically, the way that works. It'd have to be a perfect tie, even in, 12-point whatever. But it was showing Ron Paul at 15-point-something and McCain under him. So he did beat McCain. It should have been Paul second place, McCain third place. But they totally changed the order by doing that and then hid him behind McCain. Very slick, sneaky stuff they're doing.
Yes.
And but, again, the public probably can't even understand what we're saying because of all the fluoride. People that, already wouldn't have, genetically had very high IQs, they've been lowered down to moron level. Someone who would be very intelligent is lowered down to just average level like myself. And, somebody like yourself is lowered down to, just average level. But, again, most of the public has literally been chemically attacked. And so they can't even understand you, sir.
Exactly.
If you ever have conversations with people and they're, like, real stupid, it's because they are dumb, sir.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm constantly talking down to people just because
it was
knowledge.
A military op in the 40s. They put it in the water. It's now even in Scientific American. It's now admitted. And they're just been, they literally have microscopic rod holes throughout their tissues, not just their brain, and they just can't operate.
Exactly. And one thing I wanted to say, I've been a listener for about 7 months, and I'm really tired of the people calling in and trying to make suggestions. They need to get off their bums and do something, because I think you're doing the best of your ability and doing what you can as one person and as a team. And instead of calling in and complaining and saying, you need to do this, you need to do that, people need to get off their bums and actually do something and take a stand for what they believe in. And I think that's the reason our polls are turning out bad. In a way, it's because people expect us to pick them up in a forklift and dump them off at the voting precinct to vote, and they need to get out and take action if they want to see change, if they want their children to have a life.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me just say this. People calling in with recommendations and things are great. I love that. I appreciate that. But I agree with you in that somebody calls them and says, you need to do this or you need to do that, and they're real haughty about it and real official, and I'm like, what have you done? I mean, I am not that good at organization. I'm not that good at a lot of things. I don't claim to be a, super brain here. And I am working as hard as I can. I'm working too hard, probably, for peak performance. Performance probably suffered because trying to do too many things, too many irons in the fire. We need you to take action. The answer is in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You'll see the problem and the answer and the solution. So more calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to continue with your calls, but we did play that incredible CNN report confirming what I told you 2 years ago, that a consortium of thousands of the Fortune, you know, top couple thousand Fortune companies, some are even smaller, getting in on it. You can go look at the list of them that are funding all this. The Mexican government, the U.S. government, international organizations are coming in lobbying legislatures at the state level, lobbying the counties, the townships, the city councils, the cities. Remember about a year ago there was an AP article and then a couple others with the headlines about banks get behind immigrants, and you would read it and it would say over 800 lenders met at a conference and decided to help immigrants. And that's why with no identification, they're issuing them identification. And then here in Austin, I sent a Fox member 3 years ago, it's all on video, online at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's also in Battle for the Republic, the extra on the Endgame DVD. He came to town to give an award to Wells Fargo, the Austin police chief, and the legislature for not following the law. He actually said it. And then Wells Fargo, and all the other banks have done this now, all the big ones, issue a debit card under any name they want, literally. And then that is accepted by the government, and that is accepted for welfare. Or they will accept consular matriculas, and the legislature of Colorado has done this. This is like 4 years ago. I had the, almost five. I had the head of the Republican Senate at the time on my radio show out of Colorado. And he came on the show, and he talked about how his office, he went down personally, and in 6 hours got four different consular matriculas under fake names. They were $25 apiece. I mean, you walk in, they got offices in Austin, offices in Denver, offices in L.A., San Diego, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, New York, every major city. If your city's got over 1 million people, and some even, they're even open sub-offices now. I haven't looked in a while to see the numbers. I know it was over 100. They open these, quote, consulates. No, they call them missions. The consulate is in federal cities. They open these Mexican missions is what they call them. Missions from the government. They even have one in Laredo. And then across the river is the sister city, really the same city, Nuevo Laredo. So they're everywhere. And this is just Mexico. But literally, you walk in, they just give you ID cards. Now, with that ID card, housing loans, bank accounts, welfare, they give you Social Security cards instantly. Instantly. Go check into it. You know, I talked about this 5-plus years ago because I got a couple bank accounts for business. And I remember setting one of them up, and I was sitting in one of the biggest banks in the U.S., you know, one of the biggest chains, and I'm sitting in there off of Old Torf, right down the street from my office, one of the biggest offices in Austin, and I noticed that they had probably 10 tellers, and they had four or five bankers back in the back room with their little cubicles, and I noticed, you know, the illegal aliens, you know, hardworking folks. I'm not attacking these people, but you could tell they were illegal aliens. They were wearing the cowboy hats. You know, they were, you know, had concrete on their boots. They'd even, you know, come in with their wives. Sometimes they'd come with four or five kids. They'd be sitting just a place full of these people. And I would watch. They'd walk over. They'd be at the desk 5 minutes. And I would watch. They weren't giving them IDs. They weren't giving them anything. They'd give them copies of paychecks. Boom, bank accounts. And then I waited and waited and waited because they had like two lines for English speakers. And I mean, I was probably there an hour. Drinking coffee, watching this, and then I walk up, and the person's rude to me. They ask for three forms of ID. They ask me questions about the business. They say I've got to get talk to somebody. I have to get in another line, wait to talk to a banker. And then they ask me all these questions, and I said, hey, I'm noticing over here that stuff's going on. You're asking me more, asking for more ID. You're asking for a thumbprint to go on record, but you're not. I'm watching right next to me. You're not. And they said, well, sir, you know, we have a kind of special needs division here. Now, that very same main branch, main customer branch of Bank of America off Old Torf, huge. It's all Spanish. There's nothing in English. Nothing. Nada. And you go in there, it's like you're a third-class citizen, not even a second-class. And I told the story about there's these Arabs out on a pontoon boat. I'm out with one of my friends on his boat. They're pontoon boats, the middle of Lake Travis, broke down. They're begging for help. It's so rough. There's like, you know, 3-foot waves in the middle of the lake. There's all these wakes coming together. All, it was a busy day. And I go, oh, I like to swim. I'll jump in. I've already been swimming. Swim over, and I start climbing up the side of the pontoon boat. Slip, my hand falls between the hinge of the door, and literally, like deboning a chicken, just rips it all off. All the meat is hanging and dangling. I pull it, kind of stick it back on the finger, swim over, climb back up, one-handed into the boat, driving. We call on the cell phone, go driving fast into the marina. People come up running, screaming that we were sending a wake in the boats. I start screaming at them, yelling at them, a few profanities. Blood's pouring out everywhere. We dumbly called an ambulance. It comes, straps me down on these windy roads, having to sit up. Made me nauseous driving. They drive 40 miles an hour, so it's not life-threatening. They don't even go the speed limit. I get there and I walk in and start waiting an hour. And I'm watching Legal Aliens and the cowboy hats and the boots, and they know they don't have ID. They know they don't have it. The cities admit it. They just immediately serve them. Finally, I start going, hey, I need to see a doctor. And they go, well, you know. And I see all these people with stomach aches and whatever. Basically, they just get their doctor's checkups there. People look totally well, just being ushered in. It's a Sunday. There's nothing but illegal aliens in there, literally. I got blood soaking up rag after rag. I want to get my finger fixed. It's still numb to this day. Because I know if you, you know, sever a finger, you need to get it put back on the nerve reattached quick or you'll lose it. And finally, I got to go over and start threatening them. Hey, I'm a radio talk show. So they go, yeah, we know who you are. And I said, listen, I'm really going to talk about this. I said, you get me a doctor. And I see all these illegal aliens getting service before me. And I said, you get my finger back on right now. And I said, I'm giving you 10 minutes and I'm leaving here and I'm going to talk about how I didn't get service. And all of a sudden, the doctor comes forward. Hello, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I know your show. Sorry, let me come back here. Let me give you a tetanus shot. I said, no. And they swabbed out my, you know, the skin, the finger, put it back, you know, on, stitched it up, did all this stuff. But the point is that I am living being scum slave. I am living being back of the bus. I'm living being a nothing. The New World Order hates these illegal aliens. The Mexican elite calls them cockroaches down there. I think they're human beings. I know they're good people. I know they've been filled full of hate of America. They're nationalistic. I know they've been told that we stole it all from them, which is a bunch of bull. But I understand what's happening. This is globalization. This is the end of the country. And this is the bankrupting of the states. And when you have the illegal aliens above the law, but then a huge spying police state, nanny state, mechanisms expanding, they've been in place for decades, over our lives. And when if you try to have an unpermitted march in most areas of the country, they'll beat you within an inch of your life, spray babies with pepper spray, beat your head in with a billy club. But the illegal aliens, they're just literally gods because they're a protected group. You have the banks openly saying, we are giving them housing loans, we are giving them car loans, we are giving them whatever they want with no credit, no nothing. Even more than what citizens got. And it said it's to help them stay here. And I knew. And then I went and Googled key names from that banking conference, and I found out exactly what I knew would be there, because I know enough about their plan. They were saying, well, the economy's going to get bad, and credit's going to get restricted. It's going to really put pressure on our immigrant populations, and there's going to be more pressure against them, and we want to keep them here, so let's get them entrenched now. Then they freeze the interest. They're going to have deals to keep them in their homes. I mean, here's an example of how strategic and big this plan is. I've told this story 5 times, but it's important. We have family friends that have been friends with my parents since I was 3. And the lady manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest apartment property management company in the nation. I'll just say that. Who has one of their main corporate offices in Dallas, Texas. About 3 years ago, she went to the corporate meetings for a week in Dallas. These were closed-door rooms with, you know, 1,000-plus people in it, all their local managers. And they told them, we have signed a secret deal. You're not to tell anybody this. You're not to tell tenants this. With the federal government, where they are going to let us be tax-free in entire complexes if more than half of the complex is government housing. But we don't want people to know it's government housing. And so this is how we want to kick the regular people out. These are not pretty nice, you know, mid-level apartment complexes. 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 3-bedrooms. The one she used to manage, she manages a couple, but the big one, it used to be pretty nice. It's now a crime-ridden cesspit, by the way. I've been over there. They said, but the main group we want is the immigrants, the illegal immigrants. Let them not have ID. Let them do whatever they want. She was telling me this over dinner for like an hour at my parents' house. She said she couldn't believe it. It was everything I'd been talking about. And it was all for money. They're being given money by the feds to do this. It's like they incentivize with tax deals and grants to move offshore. And they said if one of your regular tenants, and they even said a middle-income citizen, has a grandmother visiting for a week. We want you to watch them. We want you to send them a threatening letter. Find them. Try to get them out until we get up to 51% government housing. But don't let anyone know it's government housing. And we don't care if a one-bedroom has 10 illegals in it. That will accelerate moving the other people out. They are literally making room forcibly for the third world populations. This is cold-blooded treason. But it's not treason. They're international. This is their corporate plan. Blow out middle classes that want liberty, want free market, want liberty. Come in, loot out through the legislatures, through the federal legislature, suck off everybody, set up a police state. They have to have a police state to take the pension funds so you can't resist, so you can't stand up, so that there's nothing you can do. So the banks are saying the illegals are above the law. The whole system is doing this. The banks are saying they can do whatever they want. The banks are letting them live by a second set of rules. The police have been all over the news. 800-plus sanctuary cities saying they don't arrest them for no insurance. DWI, they do. They just get let go on average $55 fines. Cops have admitted to me they'll arrest you for not having a driver's license or having one that's expired, but they don't illegals because they've been told not to do it. It's been all over the news. That's what tyranny is. All these legislatures come out and say, we're going to give immigrants more tuition than in-state citizens get. It's all about coddling them, doing everything they can, subsidizing them with welfare that the middle class pays for, because the illegals aren't really living on $5-6 an hour at the meatpacking plants where you used to get 18 or 20, especially with dollar devaluation. They're not doing that. Truck drivers. You know, truck drivers used to get $20 an hour. Now they're getting 10, 12, 13. $8. See, it's plunging, as the dollar's devalued at the same time. The illegal aliens, they're allowed to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Social Security cards. They're allowed to have everything they want. They're allowed to be on all the welfare they want. The children are instantly made citizens. The, on average, $12,000 per birth, the city hospitals are allowed. The CPS predominantly leaves their children alone. But it's a reign of terror against the citizens. So, again, one more time, I want to play this Lou Dobbs clip. Play that Lou Dobbs clip one more time. Listen to this. $100 million for the U.S. government, corporations, the Mexican government to brainwash the public in a huge PR campaign that it's mean and evil to the poor immigrants if we don't let more than 30 million come in.
The battle over illegal immigration is about to become the subject of a multi-million dollar advertising campaign in this country. And guess who may be paying for a large part of that? You'll never guess. The government of Mexico. A U.S. advertising executive says he's close to a deal with the Mexican government to help fund a $100 million ad campaign that would be pushing, you guessed it, amnesty for illegal aliens. Casey Wyan has our report.
Lobbying groups for the U.S. construction, agriculture, and other industries with large illegal alien workforces are funding a series of pro-amnesty TV ads scheduled to air after this year's presidential convention. And Mexican government funding for the ad campaign is, quote, a very, very strong possibility, says the executive director of MAT.org, Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together. It's hoping to raise $100 million for the ad campaign.
This campaign is as important as a presidential campaign. You know, candidates for president spend millions upon millions of dollars so that they can get their message across. If we are to get the voice of reason across, we need to do it in the same...
Now, again, these are very aggressive groups that use race, that use region, that use nationality as a weapon. Americans were first conditioned, kind of like having our immune system removed, to accept total end of America being overrun, having foreigners everywhere. Then the foreigners are filled with hatred by America, of America, in the colleges and everywhere else. This is a military attack. This is literally an industrial scale, bring down, take down. This is the big one. They've already got enough illegals here to destroy the middle class, blow out all the states, bankrupt the welfare systems, the hospitals. for federalization. But this is the full decapitation to then just total capitulation to overrun with even more illegals where there's just nothing that can be done and it's all over. Also, as big a target as whites, blacks in this country is Hispanic Americans. They're the main target of how, oh, Hispanics stick together. They're for open borders. But you talk to Hispanics who are citizens, they go, oh, no, it's I'm losing my wages. I'm not making as much money. Things are falling apart. See how that works? So that doesn't matter if almost 70% in major polls, some cases higher, that Hispanics are against it. It's the illusion that everyone is for open borders but some evil white supremacist. See, this is a massive public push. The Mexican government already has done this the last 2 years in a row. Now you're finally the third year hearing about it on CNN. All right, I promise we're going to go to your calls when we get back. I'm going to take a ton of your calls. Got a bunch of other news to cover as well. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I'm about to go straight to Robert, Tommy, Mark, Ken, Jeremy, all of you. This is a show I can do it. I'm going to take 25 calls in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Before I do that, Eat Foods Direct is still going to have great prices next month, but because of inflation, because of the dollar devaluation, now they're admitting all that's happening. Years after, of course, it was irreversible. Food prices are going to go up in just 9 days. They've got enough food supply right now, pre-packed, freeze-dried, high-quality food, for you to get it at last year's price. Then it's going to go up. And that's just in a few days. And the number is 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. The insurance you can eat, eatfoodsdirect.com, eatfoodsdirect.com, huge banners on the top of prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Another offer also ends in 9 days. That's 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. Watch, stream, download, burn copies of my TV show, my Whitney TV show, in-studio reports, extras in films that aren't on the films, like Endgame 1.5, thousands of pieces of media, 5 months free right now, prisonplanet.tv. Check it out. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Robert in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good to hear your voice over there. Thank you very much for all your hard work and helping us bring this country back to where it belongs. One thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, I've been listening to everything you got to say, and I've been following this New World Order thing for a while, and it eerily sounds like everything written in the Iron Mountain report. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. I want to know your comments on it, if you could share that.
I'm familiar with it. That's never been absolutely confirmed to be a government document, but I don't doubt that it is. Or somebody took all these other government documents that we have pieces of it and put them together.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I read about it. I mean, it's got everything about Mexico and illegal immigration and everything else, and it's just so immensely frustrating to live and work in this country and try and just support a family and do everything the right way, and then you realize that, you know, we are operating under a system which is so completely dysfunctional, that so completely neglects our needs, that basically sweeps people under the rug and treats us like, you know, it's just unbelievable that, you know, this is the America that, you know, we're living in. And
well, here's an example. This weekend I stayed at the Hyatt Regency, and I had Jim Mars and St. John Hunt there because it was actually cheaper than any of the other surrounding hotels, but it was still $150 a night. And it's right on the grassy knoll, so we could shoot interviews on the roof and other places. They were rude to me when they got my luggage. They were rude to everybody else. They were rude behind the counter. They were rude everywhere. They treated everybody else like cattle. Everything is degenerating. And it just shocked me that a supposedly mid-grade hotel, this is how they were acting. But it's totally third world.
That's unbelievable. I read Jim Maher's book, too. He's got a book on secret societies. And that's kind of, he's got a small section in there about, you know, what I'm talking about with this Iron Mountain report.
Hey, what do you think of the... And I'll hold you over if we need to. What do you think of the Mexican government openly to finance $100 million with our government and the corporations to try to ram through the end of the country?
You know, it's just one thing. It's just a giant, huge special in which has absolutely no place in America.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is, you know, that we need to get it together. I took your advice, and I'm running for state representative.
Stay there. I want to hear about it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.